Hello again, and thank you for joining Car from the Rock Ministries. This is Pastor Tim.
And Joy.
Thank you for joining us. And
hi.
For another episode with Car from the Rock Ministries. So we're going to jump right into the book of Romans, and we're going to start chapter 1, verse 1. But first, we're going to pray. So Joy, take it away.
God, we lift your holy name up. We thank you for bringing us here together tonight. We give you all the glory. You are a good God. We only want to see your kingdom furthered, Lord. Help us to disciple and help others, and then help those people help others. We give you all the glory, Lord. We thank you for so many things that you do for us every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I also want to lift up a special prayer for Israel. A lot of things going on in Israel the last few days, and we just want to lift up the people of Israel, the government, the military, that they do God's will, and that innocent people are protected.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we're going to start with Romans 1:1 and start from that.
So Paul wrote Romans, and it starts Paul Romans 1:1. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before, through his prophets in the Holy Scripture, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. And then it says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to start thanking them, but we'll stop there for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the first seven verses of Romans chapter 1. And so I've got a note written in my Bible. It says, claim authority from God. And I've got some underlined verses starting, especially with 5. So Romans 1 verse 5 says, through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you know the Word of God, there's a lot of power in that. There's mm-hmm. a lot of power in God's Word, in the Scripture, and that, and how you unveil that is getting into the Word and getting to know God and understanding Jesus.
Right.
And so that right there just really stood out to me.
No, he's saying that we are, like I've said it in other episodes, it's like he absolutely, read this book as it's written to you. Mm-hmm. We are called to do these things, to honor Jesus and to represent him. And Paul even says right there, when he's talking to Rome, called to be saints. And you hear preachers, you know, throughout your lifetime, if you've listened to any of them, they talk about us being the saints. And it seems, you know, a little different or odd. But when you take this word literally and it's being spoken to you, he's saying right there, mm-hmm. we're called to be saints, to uphold the Lord's laws and
his will.
And yeah, and to try and represent him as best we can. And some days we do fail and don't do a great job, and other days we do pretty good. And in my Bible study just in the last few days, I came, and I don't know where it's at exactly, but it is in Romans where Paul's kind of fussing at him, and he's like, you know, do you not know we're going to judge the angels? We are going to judge the angels. He was fussing at them because they were arguing amongst themselves and going before the courts instead of keeping it between the Christians and working out their differences, and they were going before, you know, the worldly judges and things. And Paul's like, you know, come on, you got to be able to figure this out and not argue with each other. And if you can't come to terms between yourselves, you know, how are we going to be judging the angels? Like, mm-hmm. he's like, come on, people.
It's in there. It's in the book. It's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was looking ahead in verse, I've got verse 16 circled. We haven't got there yet, but I was going to say, let's start reading from verse 16. And the heading above that says, the just live by faith.
Amen.
And I like that. The just live by faith. And that's where we put our faith in Jesus. And that's how we live our daily lives, through the Word of God, through Jesus who died on the cross for us, who rose again after 3 days and was resurrected and is sitting at the right hand of God.
Right.
And that's where our faith is. And that's how we live our day-to-day lives, trusting in Jesus, our hope in him and the future, the hope, our hope in our future with him. So you want to start at verse 16?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. I have that actually underlined. I believe in the last episode I talked about a big change in my life came when I just became thankful. I just learned to be thankful. And I would thank God on the way to school or work, and it was like a 40-minute drive, and I just tried to be thankful, because there are things to be thankful for. You always hear people say, just, you know, step into somebody else's life for a day and you'll see that yours isn't so bad. It gets you very unself-centered and unfocused on yourself when you look out into other people's situations and you realize yours is, you know, it's nothing compared to other people's in mm-hmm. this life.
That's right. That's
like
right.
You brought up Israel a minute ago, and just mm-hmm. seeing some of the things that are happening, it's unimaginable.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yep.
Right. So you may keep reading.
Yes.
So 22, professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of the God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And that actually references back to Isaiah and Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in the lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with an unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Mm-hmm. And I actually wrote right here between verses or chapters 1 and 2, I wrote, there's no excuse for you. I think it's because there too says, therefore you are inexcusable.
Mm-hmm.
There's many excuses that people offer up these days when it comes to, you know, well, I made a mistake and I did this and I did that. And yes, God is a forgiving God, but
yeah,
there's a lot of things that there's just no excuses. Inexcusable. Well, he's wanting you to, you know, Paul's, you know, wanting, you know, wants people to stop and follow Jesus.
Yeah. And that's where I was going to chime in and add to what you're saying was that, yeah, I mean, we all make mistakes, but when you continually make mistakes or do it purposefully for your own good, that's where God doesn't agree with that. And especially if it's not his will. Mm-hmm. And looking at, so verses 18 through 32, that section right there in my Bible is under the heading of God's wrath on unrighteousness. Yeah. So that section right there is describing unrighteousness and what God thinks about it and how man had turned away from God and really separated himself from God. And that's where we just need to ask for forgiveness and move on and but draw closer to God.
Yeah. He does give you up. It says right there, we read, he gives you up to your reprobate mind when you just, your heart's dark and you don't want to change, you know, not being thankful. There's little ways. I say little ways, but it's a way when you start getting back closer to God. He's not this horrible God that is waiting to get you. I know that sounds harsh, some of the verses we just read, but he really does tell us these things for our own good. He loves us. He wants nothing but the best for us. He does not want any of us in hell. He wants us to choose him, make the right choice, and follow him. So I know when I was a young Christian, you know, some of it offended me because it was seemed like he was so harsh. And you'll hear people say that now, you know, it doesn't seem like a good God if you can let things happen to children and this and that happen in this world. But God does give us our own will.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have choices to make. And then your choices affect other people.
They do. They do. Especially people that are close to you, loved ones, yeah, family members, friends. I mean, our choices really
reflect in their lives.
Affect others, yeah.
Good and bad. It can be little kids. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, just small choices, big choices. I'm just making a difference in somebody's life. Your choices make a difference in mm-hmm. somebody's life. You may think you don't matter, and you matter, and you matter to God, mm-hmm. and your choices matter to God. He wants the very, 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 very best for you. That is without a doubt, I know with all of my heart, he wants the best for all of us. He is not waiting to get us, harm us, or hurt us. He tells us these rules and these things so we have a better life, a fuller life, a peaceful life. It's not to take anything away from you or any of your fun, because he is a good God. He's hilarious. I mean, you've seen some of the things he's done and the things he gets people to do and things you've seen people do. You know, he is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. God does have a sense of humor.
Yes.
He does. So I was looking ahead. I was looking at into chapter 2, starting at verse 5. And it gets into the eternal life of those who who has patience and continuance, seeking the glory and honor of God.
Are you in chapter 2, verse 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to pick up reading from there?
But in accordance with your hardness and your impotent heart, you are treasuring up for yourselves wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
And it goes on to say, who will render to each one according to his deeds eternal life to those who by patience continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation, and anguish, and on every soul of man who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek, but glory and honor and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew and first and also the Greek, for there is no partiality with God.
And I've got that highlighted. Right there you have it. Even though it says to the Jew and then also the Greek, we are grafted in. You have read, you know, or do read the Bible. We are grafted in.
Right.
We are a part of that tree. And those roots, we are a part of it. And we are grafted in. And he says right there, he does not show partiality. So he loves me just as much as he loves anybody else. And whenever I do wrong, I will suffer the consequences, ask forgiveness, whatever. We all have to go through the same thing. The Bible says that not one will come except through Jesus, and that one day every single knee will bow and say that he is the Lord. So you can fight it your whole life. I know some people do. Some people never accept it. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus is the only way, and he is a good God.
Yes, he is. He's a very good God. And I like that, too, what you're talking about, showing no partiality. So, and what Joy was talking about when we're grafted in. So Romans 8:17 says we're co-heirs with Christ. And when you're co-heirs, that means you have an equal inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
So when you have that equal inheritance, so we're by faith in Jesus, we're adopted into the family of God. Like, we are children of God.
Right.
And so when he shows no partiality, that means everybody's accepted.
Yeah.
Everybody's accepted as a child of God. And God loves you. God loves everybody. And he, like Joy said, he wants the best for you. He wants us to prosper and do well. He doesn't, it's like us with our own children. You don't want to see your children fail.
And he says we're evil compared to him. We're evil parents compared to his parenting. So think of that much more so what God wants for you. I was looking back at 1:24, and it, you know, they were worshiping creatures and exalting animals and figures and things, and there's none to be exalted but God. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yep.
He is a good God, and he is always there for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting for us. When you fall away from God, the Bible says our flesh will fall away. I forget where it's at. Forgive me. I'm not just so perfect at all that stuff. But we don't fall towards God. You may fall away from him, but he never moves. It's us that seeks him, pulls close and tight to him. Or it's us that's like, meh, I'll keep you
push
at arm's length.
Yeah, push him away,
So we want to help you draw closer to God, because he is a good God.
Yeah.
We love you. We thank you so much for listening tonight. We wish you the very, very best. We actually pray for the very best for you. We ask God to anoint your thoughts, your walk, and your work. We ask God to put the full armor of God on you. And we thank you, God, for it. We bless you, and we ask that God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and bring you peace.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen to that.
Amen.
So, well, thank you again for joining Car from the Rock Ministries, Pastor Tim and Joy.
Bye.
And let's give God a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Amen.
Woo, God
thank
bless
you for
joining
us. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.